right. So how do I break through maritally? One of the things that limits people from moving forward, especially when it comes to matters of marriage, one of the things that limits people when it comes to matters of marriage is past experiences. Past experiences as a way of limiting people when it comes to their marriage. Past experience has a way of limiting people. Amen. Past experiences has a way of limiting people. For example, now, you need to let go of the past if you will break through into what God has for you now. You need to let go of the past if you will need to break through of what God has for you. For example, now, is it that you've been in the wrong relationships before? You've been in a wrong relationship before, and now a new relationship is coming your way. The trauma of what has happened in the past can make you to remain on one spot. The experiences you've had in the past can make you to remain on one spot. God wants to do a new thing. God wants to do a new thing, and when He does this new thing, you will not see the traces of the past. So many people are here that, what is holding you back from making progress maritally is because of the experiences of the past. Things that have happened in the past. Experiences. I've seen many people say, "Oh, I've chopped breakfast, two, three, four breakfasts. Because of that, I don't even want to think about marriage." Well, whether you chop breakfast, one, two, or three, the fact is that marriage is still God's will. Marriage is still God's idea. Marriage is still God's institution. Praise God. So regardless of what has happened to you, you must know that God is not yet done with you. God is not yet done with you. Because you chop breakfast in the past doesn't mean that you will not get married. God wants you to be settled maritally. And regardless of what your experiences could have been, God is rewriting your story tonight. I'm saying concerning someone that God is rewriting your stories tonight. And this night will be the beginning of new things, new experience, new fresh lease of life in your destiny. Tonight is the new beginning of awesome things that will spring up. As I'm speaking tonight, I'm speaking prophetically into your life that tonight will be the beginning of great things in the name of Jesus Christ. Just like I've said, you need to let go of the past if you will break through into what God has for you. If you will break through into the new season. What makes many people to be stuck on one spot is as a result of what has happened in the past. And if you don't let go of what is in the past, you will not come into what is in the present. So many people actually are stuck in what has happened. For example, I remember a particular sister. She was even past 40 years. She was past 40 years, and this sister was not married. This sister was not married. And then one day we're talking, and I asked this sister, I said, "Oh," I was just talking to her, and I look and I said, "Who is so person?" She was so shocked. He said, I said, I saw it in my spirit when we're talking. This is that was a wow. He said, "That's a person that has been asking me out, but I don't want to say yes because so sister," she narrated what her experience has been. She came from a divorce home, and then because of that, fear of what has happened, to her parents has not made her to say yes to any man because she lives in fear. "I don't also want to have what happened with my parents." So because of that, she was past age 40. Thank God for the prophetic. I said, "Go and say yes to the man." Today, they have married, they have babies. So what am I saying? In essence, that many people are still headbound by the experiences of the past. Then, because of that, they will not be able to come into what is new that God has for them. God has new stuff for you. You need to let go of what has happened in the past. Oh, some people say, "My marriage has been bad. My marriage, it has been up and down." Yes, you need to let go of those experiences and now believe that God can do new things. So if you break through, you need to first let go of the past. Let the past be bygone. Let those former relationships be bygone. I knew people that they were saying things like, Oh, I don't want to get married. You ask them, you say, I look at my parents' marriage, it was nothing to write them about. You need to let go of experiences of the past if you will break through maritally. Yes, another thing that you need if you want to break through maritally is wisdom. Is wisdom. Bible says, via wisdom, a house is built. Praise God. Bible says, via wisdom, a house is built. Via wisdom. See, let me tell you something. You might not break through if wisdom is not applied. Wisdom is needed. Many people today are struggling, their marriages are struggling, their relationships. I always say this to people. Most of the time, the problem people are having is the gap in wisdom. And when that gap is not filled up with wisdom, sometimes separation happens. Let me tell you something. There are so many relationships that are broken today because, not because God does not have a hand in it. It was because the wisdom needed to make those relationships work were not available. The wisdom needed to make the relationship work wasn't available. So wisdom is needed if you will transition into the realm of breakthrough. Wisdom is needed. Wisdom is needed. Wisdom, some matters, if they are not well handled in your marriage, can lead to setback. Some matters, if they are not well handled in your relationship, can lead to setback. So I will say this to you. Wisdom is needed for you. You need wisdom. And the Lord is giving someone tonight a baptism of wisdom to know what to do as touching what is going on in their marriage. God is giving someone tonight a baptism of wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5. Bible says, he that needs wisdom, let him ask of God. We gives liberally without asking, without finding fault. We serve a God who gives to us liberally. We liberally means he doesn't find fault before giving. So that's the kind of God we serve. And you see, wisdom is needed. If anything will work, you need wisdom. I was telling some people a few days ago, I said, in fact, if God tells you from heaven, jumps from heaven and say, A and B are supposed to marry. I said, if A and B does not apply wisdom, that relationship will not break through into marriage. That relationship will not break through into marriage. So wisdom is needed. Praise God. So wisdom is needed. You need wisdom. Someone say wisdom. Say, I receive wisdom tonight. Yes, I receive wisdom. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. That's one definition of wisdom. Wisdom is also the understanding of differences. Wisdom is also the understanding of differences. You need wisdom. You need wisdom. Wisdom is how to manage events. Wisdom helps you to manage people. Wisdom helps you to manage situation. How do you know that a man is functioning wisdom? Is how the man handles events. It's also about how the man handles situations. It's also about how the man handles people. Events sometimes may not be palatable. It's about how the man handles it. You can know a foolish man and a wise man from the way they handle things. So you need wisdom. Most times things are not handled properly, carefully, and that's why things go wrong. And that's why breakthrough did not come. That's why some people keep changing relationship like they're changing clothes. And that's why some people keep having same issues in their marriage over and over again. I'm praying for someone tonight that this wisdom released upon you tonight to begin to make quality decisions. In the name of Jesus, wisdom that causes breakthrough. Yes, the Lord is giving it to you tonight as you hear my voice. You just know what to do. That anointing to handle situations properly. That anointing is being given to you tonight. Receive wisdom in the name of Jesus Christ. So we break through with wisdom. I've said it before. We break through first. You must first let go of the past. Second, you break through with wisdom. You break through with wisdom. You break through with wisdom. How does you are, for example, now some people in their marriage, they keep having disagreements and disagreement, disagreement. Now, one of the wisdom of God is the power of communication. That both of you sit down and you talk things out. And that is one of the wisdom. That's one of the wisdom. That's one of the wisdom. Yeah, wisdom. That's one of the wisdom. You see, some of you, I just believe some people in their marriage, they just need to sit down and talk. They just need to sit down and talk. I always tell people, whenever you're having some issues in your relationship, There are some conversations that are not best well have on phone. They are best have physically. And not even when it comes to physically, go to a place that is large enough that you can walk around and talk. Yes, not in a restaurant. Amen. Everybody will be hungry there. Praise God forevermore. Wisdom is released for someone tonight. God is giving you wisdom tonight. Oh, Kolaba. Say that again. Instructions are raw materials for miracles. Instructions are raw materials for miracles. Okay, let me give you an example. John chapter 2. John chapter 2. For John chapter 2, you know, Bible talk about the wedding in Galilee. Bible says the wine finished. Now, the wine finished, that is talking about provision finished in the wedding. Now, when they came to Jesus, the woman said, whatsoever he says to you, do it. That means if there will be breakthrough as touching provision in this wedding, you must hear whatsoever he says. Now, the problem is that many people are not hearing whatsoever he says, and they're expecting the water to turn to wine. I'll say that again. Many people are not hearing whatsoever he needs to say, and they're expecting. It is when you hear what he needs to say, that is when the water will turn to wine. It is when you hear him, that is when you will have breakthrough. Now, when he said, okay, pour the water inside the jar, they pour the water inside the pot, and Bible says the water turned to wine. Now, some of you need to hear instruction. It is that instruction that positions you for a breakthrough. Some of you, you need to hear from the Lord. Is that hearing from the Lord that positions you for a breakthrough? For example, now, you are trusting God for a life partner. What is God requiring of you to do? And as God is requiring you to do something, it could be probably to go on an event. And I remember how I met my partner. You know, she prayed that particular month that she wants to meet her husband. Listen, she prayed that particular month that she wants to meet her husband. And then I remember she was invited for an event in our school. And she did not want to come, but, you know, story has it, her sister encouraged her to come. I pray for you, you will have encouragers of destiny. People that will encourage you into what God wants to bring into your life. And then she came. That was where we met. In fact, it was so funny that I was just prayed for. 3 days before that, I was just prayed for by a man of God that a good man will come to me. So you see now, see how the things worked. But you see, you need to be sensitive. If you're not sensitive, you might miss out on your breakthrough. I believe someone is still following me. If you're not, you know, the reason I'm using voice note because it will allow expression. I'll be able to say things I want to say very well. If you're not sensitive, you can miss out on your breakthrough. If you're not sensitive, you can miss out on your breakthrough. And that's why one of the things the devil do for people is to make their mind to be so bothered about what has not worked. Because whenever a man is in anxiety, he will not be able to hear God. Whenever a man is in panic and worry, he will not be able to hear God. So that's one of the devil's aim, is to ensure that a man's heart is in anxiety so that he will not be able to hear God. Whenever you are in anxiety, you will not be able to hear God. So you need to hear what will make your water turn to wine. What will cause your potential to become kinetic? Is that what they say now? So I'm praying for someone tonight that your ears are open to know what to do, to know where to go for that marital breakthrough. Some of you just need to hear. Some of you, your season of getting married has passed. Some of you just need to hear. For example, and I'm going to connect this to the next part. For example, I remember when I was a bad girl, when I was praying one night, when the Holy Ghost said to me, do your introduction next week. Do your introduction next week. Thank God, my friend, Pastor Victor, was the first person I called down. I said, just hear what I heard from the Lord. Because God told me to call him that night to confirm with him also. And I said, the Lord is having to say to have my introduction next week. I don't know why. And then I followed that leading. Thank God I followed. Yeah, see how God leads. See, my time for that came. But you see, God communicated it by spirit into my spirit. But you see, I needed to hear. If I did not hear that period, I don't know what could have happened. I don't even know. I don't even know. So that connects me to the next thing. You break through by faith. You break through by faith. Let me tell you something. You have to take leap of faith. Some of you're trusting God for a marital partner. Okay, let me even say this. Some of you are already in a relationship. You are waiting for all the money to come before you settled. Before you settle. Now, and you know, you and God is nudging your heart to go on. God is nudging you. Let me tell you something. When there is a free flow from the spirit like that, everything that you do at that period becomes easy. Whenever the Lord opens a window, your faith looks like magic at that period. I'll say that again. Whenever the Lord opens a window to you, your faith looks like magic. For example, some of you know you're in courtship and you're trusting God to settle. Go and make plans. Go and take steps. Your breakthrough will come by faith. Bible says, you know, Peter saw Jesus walked on water. And he said, if you are the one, he said, bid me come. Jesus said, oh, come. And Peter began to walk on water. Now, that is what God is requesting some of you to do. Walk on water. Have you done that before? Have you done so kind of amount of project before? No. But God is stirring your heart. If your faith says yes, God will never say no. I'm saying that again. If your faith says yes, God will never say no. You know, I was talking to someone 2 days ago or 3 days ago. He's planning to get married. I said, God is the father of the day on your wedding day. That means he's the one that will foot the bill. So have rest. Be rest assured. God is the father of the day. Take step of faith, my beloved. My friend, take step of faith. As you are hearing me tonight, one thing that is going to happen to you is that you are hearing an impartation of faith. Something will leap on the inside of you. Faith to take mountains will leap on the inside of you. Take step. Take step. Let me tell you something. There's nobody I've ever told to take this kind of step that borrowed to do their wedding. And there's nobody I've told to take this kind of step of faith that had debt after their wedding. You just have to take step. You can't keep planning your life according to your pocket. That is a poor life. Many people are not breaking through because they are too careful. I'll say that again. Many people are not breaking through because they are too careful. They don't want to take steps. Some people don't want to take steps for their breakthrough. They just want to see, let me tell you, at times you are the one that they are going to meet breakthrough where breakthrough is sitting down. Which means you are the one that will take steps that will cause breakthrough to come. So many will just sit down there and just pray for breakthrough or just hope for breakthrough. My friend, take step. It's time to take that courtship to another level. You've been in it for 4 or 5 years. It's time to take it to another level. Trust God. Trust God. It's time to trust God and believe God. The time has come. The time has come. The time has come. You know, Bible says to Mary. Mary says to the angel, rather. He said, how shall this thing be? He said, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. The Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. Some of you just have to believe first. And what is that belief is that you take step. Faith is shown in action. You take step. Take step and watch how the Holy Ghost will overshadow your steps. Watch how the Holy Ghost will overshadow your plan. Watch how the Holy Ghost will take it. You know, I always say something. God is not scared about his beloved walking on water. God is never scared about us walking on water. In fact, God is clapping hands for you whenever you take a step of faith. Why not take step of faith? Take step of faith. Take step of faith. Tonight, take step of faith. Take step of faith. Take it further. Take it further. Take it forward. And I see the Lord supplying all that you need. I see you having a sponsored wedding. I see the Lord giving you sponsored wedding. Sponsored wedding. Sponsored. I see all that you need being given to you. Yes, all that you need is being released. It's being given to you. Yes, by the Holy Ghost tonight. It's being given to you. It's being released to you. In the name of Jesus, another way to break through is to break through by the anointing. Oh my God. And you see something beautiful is that the anointing is in the house tonight. Yes, the anointing is in the house. There are some people that they need to break through by the anointing. By the anointing. I know I have one of my children in the United Kingdom, you know, they've been married for 4 years. Their firstborn is also, you know, 4 years, and then married for 4 years plus. And then they've been trying to conceive the second baby. They've been trying to conceive the second baby. Then the Holy Ghost, you know, told me to ask them, are you not planning to have your second baby? And they said, Pastor, Prophet, we've been trying, nothing. We've not broken through in that area. We've been trying. And I said to them, I said, let us pray. And I pray with them. In 3 weeks, the wife conceived. In 3 weeks. That is the anointing. That is the anointing. That is the anointing. And I remember last year, a lady cried to me, to my inbox, and said, Prophet, he said, I'm tired. I've not gotten married. And I, you know, I went to see her and I prayed with her that day. In less than nine months, God connected her. She got married. That is the anointing at work. That is the anointing. And the Bible says something in the book of Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. It says the anointing breaks the yoke. Some of you, it is a yoke that has been from your family that has not caused you to break through maritally. Some of you, it is a yoke that we can't say where it came from. Some of you, it's a spell that is on you. Some of you, it was words that was spoken against you. Some of you, there are some things that has happened in the past that has caused your breakthrough to be difficult. Tonight, I'm speaking as a prophet. The anointing is coming on it. The anointing is coming on it tonight. You will begin to make progress tonight. You begin to make progress in your finances. You begin to make progress. Oh my God. And I also saw something. Some of you, it is demon that is making that constant disagreement in your relationships and marriage. You know, at times I've seen cases, and I remember one time that I told someone, I said, this thing that is happening in your relationship, is this demon that is causing it. I said, it's this demon. They don't want you to have relationship. It is demon. First one, second one. I said, it is demon. And tonight I pray for someone. Anyone whose marital progress has been afflicted by demons. There's an anointing in the house that breaks yoke. I declare those yokes to be broken tonight. Just like that lady got married. Just like those people have their baby. You are breaking through tonight. In the name of Jesus. You are breaking through tonight. In the name of Jesus. Kaboko seketele boroko shaya. We're going to pray tonight. But before we pray, let me also say this. There are some people that the reason that they've not broken through is because the devil has caused confusion in their heart. Confusion. Confusion. And like I said, this confusion can also be connected to the first point that, like I said, trauma, things that have happened in the past, can make confusion to now come. Some of you, you had a point of your life whereby you're confused. Now, I was saying something about the anointing. I ministered in Ogbomo Show last week, Saturday. And as I was leaving to be back to Ibadan, a sister walked up to me and said that one time you came to Ogbomo Show and you prayed for me, that you gave me a word of prophecy as touching my marriage. He said, sir, someone has asked me out. And she said something. He said, though I have not said yes, but I'm very happy because a breakthrough has come in that area. A breakthrough has come in that area. You also will share testimony concerning that area of your life. A breakthrough is coming tonight. A breakthrough is coming tonight to you. In the name of Jesus. The enemy does is attempts to afflict your mind, to make your mind to be busy. You don't know. I'm sensing in my spirit for someone. You just have confusion. You just have confusion. Confusion. Confusion keeps setting in when it comes to this area of marriage. And you see, that confusion is not just natural. It is spiritual. It is spiritual. Confusion. Confusion. You just keep have confusion. You keep have confusion. And then that confusion then is powered also by nightmares. It's also powered by wrong dreams. I declare tonight, That confusion is lifting. That confusion is lifting. That confusion is lifting. That confusion is lifting. In the name of Jesus. Okay. Let me also say this. And I remember I told the lady, I said, go and do a 3 days fast as touching her maritas. You know, the first day of the fast, she saw someone in a vision telling her, He said, we would rather kill you than you getting married. He said, you would rather die than you getting married. See, think of the prophetic. See how God revealed things. I just gonna take a 3 days. I just saw that. I'm gonna take a 2 days fast as touching this area. And that's when we got to know that it was a demon. I don't know which demon from my father's house or mother's house that has been the one stalking our marital progress. That has been the one stalking our marital breakthrough. I declare every activity of demons are exposed tonight. Ah, Caleb, I still have like 30 minutes. I will pray. I declare tonight, every activities of demons are breaking tonight. Ah, concerning you that you have been married and your marriage has been somehow. Every activity of demon that frustrates people's marriage. There's some family, if they don't have two wives, they are not married. Some family, they will have to keep having babies all around from different places. If you look at traces, there are some people, a lady was talking to me, he said, in our family, he said, we get married late. He said, we get married late. He said, we get married. And when we want to get married, it's even married men that will not even be asking us out. She has looked at her sister. She has looked at the first. She has looked at the second. She has looked at the third. He said, this is how it happened. There's a lady that was telling me, he said, in her family, he said, nobody did wedding. All of them got pregnant. All of them. Every activities of demon, every ancestral flow that is causing marital delay, by the power of the Holy Ghost tonight, we break them. Kaboko sekete lebo rokosaya. We break it. Kaboko sekete to pray tonight. Are you ready to pray? I want us to pray. Every activity of the enemy that is making breakthrough take longer in my life, let those activities be consumed by fire tonight. You know me, I'm a prophet. I will lead you to pray. Every activities of demon, every activities of the enemy that is making breakthrough to go longer, that is making breakthrough to seems denied in my life tonight, let them be burnt to ashes in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Makasokoto embriko kokotes kekete kokotes kababe bokobe. Every activities of demons, every activities of the enemy, every ancestral flow that is causing delay to look undeniable, to make delay look denied. That is causing delay not to happen on time when it ought to happen. Is someone praying? You know, one thing I did not say earlier, to break through means to battle. To break through means to fight. It's like you are breaking from somewhere. At times, it requires a fight. And that fight is in prayer tonight. You are fighting that fight in prayer tonight. Some of you, as you are praying tonight, you are breaking through. You to be like an hen coming out from a shell. You are breaking through. Someone is here. When you're about to make progress, that is when you get stalked. When you make progress, it will be stalked. When you make progress again, it will be stalked. I'm seeing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You have made progress like 7 times like that. It keep ending at a particular junction. You've made progress. It keep end. Oh my God. God is setting you free tonight. Berekele bakashaya. You know, a lady, I think it was last year, a lady reached out to me. She said, sir, anytime I'm in relationship, once I take them home, the relationship will scatter. He said, anytime I'm in relationship, he said, once I take them home and they come back after, he said, the relationship, something will just begin to happen to it. Something will just begin to happen to it. I want us to pray tonight. Every activities of the enemies that is causing breakthrough to take longer than it ought to take, let those activities be consumed by fire tonight. This is the last time you pray this prayer point. Komparika tokote lebakosaya. Ke lebokosaya. To breakthrough means to battle, to fight. and come out of something. Kebeki sokotele makaya. Someone, the hand of God, by the hand of God, I'm breaking through. By the hand of God, I'm breaking through tonight. Maria Bashaya, Keleba Kasaya, Keleb, that long stand illness, that long stand illness, you are walking out of it tonight. That long standing illness, you are walking out of it tonight. That long standing illness, you are walking out of it tonight. That long standing pain, pain in your tummy, pain in your back, pain in your eyes, you are walking out of it tonight. Kabobo seketelebo. This is the next prayer point. I want us to pray. These instructions that I need to hear for my breakthrough. The instructions, the steps that I need to take for my breakthrough. My ears and my eyes are open to hear and see them today. Kelebo, some of you, God will just give you an instruction. It could be to just go and do something. Some of you, it could be to just take time out to pray. Some of you, it could be to take time out to give. Some of you, it could be to go to a particular place. Some of you, it could be to visit a particular place. But you see, if you are not getting the instruction, you are far away from your miracle. The things I need to hear and see, so as my breakthrough to come, tonight I see them. Tonight I hear them. I see them speedily. I hear them speedily. What I need to see, what I need to hear, what I need to do for my breakthrough to come, I begin to see them. I begin to hear them. I begin to do them. In the name of Jesus. My eyes are open to see them. My ears are open to see them. My ears are open to hear them. I begin to do them. Things that bring me closer to my breakthrough. Things that cause me to break through, I hear them, I know them, I see them, I do them. Are you praying? Manko, beke, and brico copalitea, memekete belecoso bacatele, ashagede becatele, brico pocote balasia, becatele mama meketele borocosa. Je ne meketele beketele 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 be. Kila basse. Just like I heard God that night. Go and do your introduction. Just like I heard God that night. That's that voice of God that came with faith. Ah, you are hearing it tonight. That voice of God that came with an impartation of faith to go on. You are hearing it tonight. Ke bobo kosia. Dededesh. Membri dededesh. Membri dededededesh. Ibe bebe kida. Agada godo godo begede. The doors are open for you. The doors are open for you. Every short door. Kelebe sekete. There's someone here. In the next 7 days, a door is gonna open. A job you have applied for. A job you have applied for. They are calling you. A job you have applied for. They are calling you. A job you have applied for. They are calling you. I see the Lord causing it to happen. They are, oh my God, a job you have applied for, they are calling you. Oh my God, Maria Bakosaya, Meketele Bokosa, you will share testimony. A job, oh my God, a job you have applied for, they are calling you. Meketele Bokosa, I pray for someone tonight. Those who are single and nobody has found you, the spotlight of heaven. The spotlight of heaven is on you. You become visible. At times, the enemy makes some people to be invisible so that they will not be seen by their partner, so that they will not be seen by their helper. I pray for someone tonight. The enemy has done his work by making you invisible. God is removing that veil tonight. You become visible to your partner. God is removing that veil tonight. You see some people, you say, this sister, we talk every day. I've not just seen her to be my wife, but something happened. I just see something, my heart just opened. And I say, this is your wife. But we've been going around every day, and I did not see any wife material in her. Oh, God is causing someone's eyes to see you. Those who are trusting God for a life partner. Ah, you are becoming visible. The spotlight of heaven is on you. Ah, ke le de kito kote balasia. Membreke tele mama masaya. Roslyn, the spotlight of heaven is on you. You become visible. Mariama no kolema kalema kosaya. Elege degedegia. Oluwa bukola. The spotlight of heaven is on you. You become visible. Akabesha, Sandra, Sandra, Maria Mokoseya, Lebekete Lebeketolobo, that brother, your eyes are open to see. Kelebeketelebe, you are rightly positioned for your helpmates to come. You are rightly positioned for your helpmate to come. Rebecca went to fetch water that day. That is where they met. That is where the person that have been sent to look for helpmates came. You are rightly positioned for that which you are trusting God to happen. Rebecca went to fetch water. That which Abraham has said, the man that Abraham has sent, met her there. Thank God she was there. She was found because she was rightly positioned. I pray for someone today. You are rightly positioned for marital breakthrough. Mariana Mama Kose, you are rightly positioned for breakthrough. You will just go to a place and they will see you. Maribo Kosaya. I remember a lady of mine who used to cry. In fact, she was tired. She was tired. This lady used to cry. She was tired. Then one day, God connected her back to a past secondary school mate. A past secondary school mate. That one has even traveled out. And from there, something came about. That from there, marriage came about. From there, they are in UK now. From there, they have given birth now. I pray for someone today. You are rightly positioned for marital breakthrough. You are rightly positioned for that which you have been trusting God for. Meriba kosa, meriba ko bakate, agadebe kote le baradia, yededebe kete le baradia gedebe degos. You are rightly positioned for marital settlement. Kelebo kosa. This year is your year, Mariana Makosa. This year is your year, Kabeka Seya. This year is your year. Everything you are trusting God for, God is fulfilling it to the letter. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, he says he's able to do abundantly, exceedingly, above that which we ask or think for, or think of. That which you ask tonight, God is giving you abundantly, exceedingly. God is surpassing your expectation. Bekesula kapetesh, healed of bone condition. Bone condition. Every bone marrow condition. Someone is getting huge tonight of every bone marrow condition, of every chest pain, every back pain, every emotional turmoil. Bible says he heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wound. Your wound is binded tonight. Your brokenheartedness is healed tonight. Joy is springing forth. Depression is gone tonight. Depression is gone tonight. Depression is gone tonight. Depression is lifting tonight. Joy is springing forth. He heals the brokenhearted. You are healed in your emotion. Healed of past memories. Healed of every trauma. Healed of every post-traumatic syndrome. Kelebo Kosaya. Healed in your emotions. When a man is not healed in his emotion, he won't be able to progress. Kelebo Kosaya. At times, what is stopping some people is that their healing is taking too much years. Their healing is taking too much years. And they cannot make a solid decision because they have not yet been healed. Hey, tonight, healing is coming in your emotion. Kabeshia, the Lord is binding up your wound. That thing that guy did to you, that is making you to give up on love. The Lord is pouring his balm of Gilead upon it tonight. Healing is coming. Healing is coming. That there will be no traces of the past. Meriamos, Kabebe Bokosia. I'm praying for Caris folks tonight. Lastly, as I'm wrapping up, that this ministry take a shift. Receive a shift. Receive a shift. Receive a shift. This ministry is receiving a shift tonight. A shift tonight. A shift tonight. A shift tonight. The prophetic becomes stronger in this house. Healing becomes stronger in this house. Power gift becomes stronger in this house. In the name of Jesus, the prophetic becomes stronger in this house. Power gift becomes stronger in this house. Revelatory gift, inspirational gift, they become stronger. Hey, Kilabaya, men come to feed from God's word in this house. Lebaka, I announce this house as a prophet sent by God, called by God. Kelebasaya, walking in full obedience to God. I declare tonight, Kalos Yale, Akulialo Mokohila, egoboke tele masahuata ekakwata lama kupa awangalipe oye darapo ma insurance meketele makasa e efun nipa efun lokun efun nipa. We pray for the set man and all the leaders, they are strengthened. Maruale kosaya. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray tonight. Amen. Yeah, thank you very much, Pastor Victor Ojo, and all the leadership of this ministry. Thank you for this time. I do not take it for granted. I believe tonight testimonies will begin to roll out from this ministration of the Holy Ghost. Testimonies will begin to roll out. While nearing, you will have testimonies. Testimonies and laughter. God will settle you as a result of this meeting. It is your time to share testimony. Thank you very much, man of God. I sincerely love you, deeply honor you from my heart. Thank you for all you do for me, all you do for the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The shofar has been blown upon this mandate. People are coming to hear this mandate. The shofar has been blown, increased in the hearing of people. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wherever you are, I would like you to just open your mouth and thank Jesus for such a night as this. Thank Jesus for what he said to do tonight. Thank Jesus for the miracles, for the testimonies that will follow as a result of the impartations and prayers that have occurred tonight. Now you go ahead and just receive with thanksgiving. Receive with thanksgiving tonight. Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Thank you, Jesus. In the same vein, I want us to say a word of prayer for the prophets which God has used for us tonight. Let's pray for him that he would continue to be a man strong in faith, continue to be a man full of the Spirit, fervent in spirit, who continue to be a man full of the supernatural power of God to do exploits and command results. Go ahead and pray for the man of God.